thrust is the forward force, which is produced by the propeller. The propeller acts as an airfoil to displace a large amount of air to the rear of the airplane. The propeller of an airplane, the wing of an airplane, or the blade of a helicopter are all airfoils. Drag is the rearward acting force which resists the forward movement of the airplane through the air. Drag acts parallel to and in the same direction as the relative wind. Drag may be classified into two types, parasite drag and induced drag. Parasite drag is the resistance of the air by any part of the airplane that does not produce lift, struts, the landing gear, the lights, anything that sticks out into the airflow, such as antennas. Parasite drag increases as airspeed increases. The more streamlined an object is, the less parasite drag it creates. The more dense the air moving past the airplane, the greater the parasite drag, and the larger the size of the object in the airstream, the greater the parasite drag. As speed increases, the amount of parasite drag increases. If speed is doubled, four times as much drag is produced. So you could say that if the speed is doubled, the drag quadruples, the parasite drag quadruples. Induced drag is the other type of drag. Induced drag and parasite drag are the two forms of drag. I just got through talking about parasite drag. Let's talk about induced drag. Induced drag is a byproduct of the production of lift. In other words, induced drag is created as the wing develops lift. There's high pressure beneath the wing, which is trying to flow around and over the wing. That high pressure is trying to get into an area of low pressure above the wing. This causes a vortex behind the wingtip. This vortex induces a spanwise flow of air and creates vortices all along the trailing edge of the wing. As the angle of attack is increased up to the critical angle of attack, lift will also be increased, and so will the vortices and downwash. This downwash redirects the lift vector rearward, causing a rearward component of lift, which is induced drag. Induced drag will increase as airspeed decreases. During unaccelerated, straight and level flight, the four aerodynamic forces which act on the airplane are said to be in equilibrium. In other words, lift equals weight and thrust equals drag. Let's talk about lift. Air is a gas which can be compressed or expanded. Air is also a fluid. When compressed, more air can occupy a given volume, and the air density is said to be increased. When allowed to expand, air occupies a greater space, and the density is decreased. Air density has a significant effect on the aircraft's performance. And air density is affected by the temperature, atmospheric pressure, and the atmospheric humidity. Bernoulli's principle states that as the velocity of a fluid, gas or liquid, increases, its pressure decreases. Lift, the low pressure on the top of the wing, is the result of a pressure difference between the top and the bottom of the wing. A wing is designed to accelerate air over the top camber of the wing, thereby decreasing the pressure on the top and producing lift. That's why a wing is shaped the way it is. The upper part of the wing has a greater surface than the bottom part of the wing. There's more surface on the top of the wing, and the air molecules have to travel faster to get from the leading edge to the trailing edge over the top. In order to travel faster, their velocity has to increase. And as the velocity increases, its pressure decreases. Several factors are involved in the creation of lift. The low pressure above the wing is part of why the wing produces lift. The other part, significant part, is that there's higher pressure underneath the wing. The high pressure underneath the wing is responsible for more of the lift than the low pressure above the wing. But several factors are involved in the creation of lift. The angle of attack, the wing area, and the shape of the wing, the velocity of the air, and the air density. All of these factors have an effect on the amount of lift produced at any given moment. the pilot can actively control the angle of attack and the airspeed, and increasing either of these will result in an increase in lift. Decreasing the angle of attack or decreasing the airspeed will result in a decrease in lift. Weight is quite straightforward and simple. Weight is the force with which gravity attracts all bodies toward the center of the Earth. Pretty heavy, but that's it. It's very simple.